Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called How Could a Bear Sleep Here? And it was written by Julie Gonzalez and it's illustrated by Stephanie Liberis. And I would just like to say it is bear time for bears to sleep, right? Hibernation season is upon us. They only have just a few more weeks, and then they are going to want to be fast asleep because that's what they do in the fall, in the autumn. Mm-hmm. They go to bed, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about this. What's up with this? What's up with this poor guy or girl? I don't know.
How could a bear sleep here?
How could a bear sleep here? And I would like to say today's story is read by Mommy and
Chicky.
Awesome. Here we go, you guys. Mommy and Chicky. Tap, tap, tap. Crack, crack, crunch. It was time for hibernation. But how could a bear sleep here? Oh, in the picture we see the bear is in the bear's hole underground. But there are squirrels dropping acorns on the bear. And woodpeckers making huge holes in the trees right outside the bear's little den. Then Shelby found the perfect cave. So Shelby's the name of the bear. As Shelby is wrong, isn't Shelby? Because this is not a cave at all, right? Deep, dark, and peaceful with no crunch-munching squirrels or tit-tatting birds and no sign of those chit-chatting, tree-cutting, food-wasting people? So what has the bear done? Where is this bear? What's going on here?
He jumped into a bus.
Hmm.
Bottom of a bus with all the luggages.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's climbed aboard a bus.
At the bottom where the bus, where the all the stuff is.
The luggage, yeah. Into the luggage rack. Oh, no. What happened to the forest? He is so surprised because they've taken the bus and they've left the forest and they've driven over to the beach. And now all the people are getting out of the bus and opening up the, and then there's a bear. And how could a bear sleep here? Shelby needed to nap, but where? Not by the rocks. Pinch, 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 say the crabs on the rock.
Pinch, pinch, pinch.
Under the boardwalk, it's people are running across it and it's loud. And certainly not on the pier.
Gah, 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 squawk.
How could a bear sleep here? Finally, Shelby slipped between the dunes and came across a cozy nook sheltered by tall whispering grasses. He sniffed the salty air, snuggled up, and dreamed. Though waves crashed and flies buzzed, Shelby didn't stir until swish, swoosh, flap, 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 flap. What is it?
It's a little dragon.
What kind of dragon? It's a dragon kite, right? Mm-hmm. He's off by the beach. He's gotten away from the pier, but there are still people enjoying the beach. How could a bear sleep here? Shelby tipped and flipped and flattened and frantically dug a new hiding spot in the sand. But you know what, friends? When you're on a beach, and it's not going to work, right? Because in the picture we can see there's sand sculptures. There's still people there, right? And they're making beautiful sculptures in the sand, and he can't hide in those, can he? Let's see. The warm, heavy sand wrapped him like a blanket. And again, Shelby slept. straight into the night, when suddenly, Shelby had never seen anything like this. What is it? It's fireworks, right? Yeah, fireworks in the night sky because they are on the beach. Oh, how could a bear sleep here? Shelby darted and dived. He covered his ears and eventually dozed, but soon after sunrise, it's the lifeguards. What is that bear doing there in the rescue boat? No, no, no. How could a bear sleep here? Shelby started to run, but then he noticed a cub was in trouble. Is it a cub, though?
No, it's a little kitten.
Yeah, way out on the pier. Uh-oh. Luckily, Shelby was a strong swimmer, and he made the perfect float. Oh, what a rescue. He swam out into the ocean to get this sweet little kitty cat, didn't he? He's a hero. As the crowd grew, one thing became clear. A bear could never, ever sleep here. Would Shelby find his way home? Oh, look at his sad little face. And there's a lot of people on this beach. He needs to get out of here, doesn't he? But look. Yes. There is that big old vacation bus full of tourists and their luggage. And the door is open. Why, he could slide right in there like a piece of luggage, couldn't he? Shelby grabbed some souvenirs and snuck inside. Whew. What souvenirs did he grab? Can you tell?
Shells.
He couldn't wait to get back in his own wooded yard full of crunch-munching squirrels and tat-tatting birds, where at last he could rest all winter long. Oh, a bear surely could sleep here. And you see what he's done?
Put the shells over his ears, and he's dreaming about this beach.
The sea. Do you know why he's put the shells over his ears?
So he hears the beach.
So he hears the ocean. Do you know that if you put a seashell, a twisty little seashell, over your ear, you can hear the ocean inside of it? It's true. And that is a much better way to hibernate, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Good for him, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that, my friends, is
the end.
The end.